I'm trying to relax and enjoy our record-breaking sunny and warm autumn, but it's hard. I'm tired of watering my garden and the pollution is getting worse by the week. It is mind-bending that we are in level 5 drought conditions with another 2 weeks of this weather pattern to go. I've never missed rain like I do this year. Where is it? I believe it's stuck out in the Pacific Ocean avoiding the Great Northwest. In June after a long wet spring I was desperate for some sunshine and warmth, little did I know what was coming. For now, there are no fall weather patterns in sight, just sunny skies and record-breaking temperatures. I'll say it again, can you believe this weather? I shouldn't complain, look what Hurricane Fiona and Hurricane Ian did to the East Coast. Sunshine is not a climate emergency, but it feels abnormal. We've experienced the warmest September on record and no rain in sight this time of year is unheard of. Our poor forests are tinder dry, and our parched cedars are at risk of burning. Rivers are running low and we've lost thousands of spawning salmon. Salmon are used to dealing with drought, and they will adapt, but their numbers will drop again next year. Gardening icon Brian Minter reminds us to water our gardens and our lawns. Losing trees and shrubs is bad for the environment. Your lawn only needs an inch a week to keep it alive. He also advises watching out for boulevard trees and hedges that need a drink. They have been stressed since July and are not used to being in drought conditions this long. Luckily, our Metro Vancouver watersheds are still healthy. Unlike the Sunshine Coast, which has a long history of water shortages. Municipal leaders have not had the political will to improve water storage on the Sunshine Coast, and so it's come to closing ice rinks to preserve water. This all makes for a good reminder to vote this weekend. Vote for the candidates who are willing to make proactive decisions regarding climate change for the inevitable weather emergencies to come. It's going to be a sunny day on Saturday, so there's no excuse not to get out and vote. Meanwhile, I'm trying to enjoy the non-stop sunshine because I know the rain is coming. At least I think it is. Ingrid Abbott is a freelance writer who can't wait to smell the rain-soaked air.